Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate. Join with me, as always, my co-host, Tone.
Good evening, boys.
Welcome back, Tone. And our man of the hour, moderator AJ, is in the building.
What up, boys?
He is thrilled to be here. And editor D-Say, we missed him a couple of weeks, and he's back. What's up, D-Say?
I'm back.
Appreciate all the work you've been doing outside of the show, for the show, so glad to have you back. But like I had mentioned, this is what everyone has been waiting for. This is the one chip challenge by Pocky. Our guy AJ is going to bite the bullet and eat this because he ended up losing our March Madness. I'm gonna go ahead and throw it to you while you can still talk to us here.
All right, yeah, before I dive into that hot chip challenge here in a second, let's go ahead, while I can talk, let's recap the Masters real quick. It was a fun tournament. I enjoyed it from start to finish. Scottie Scheffler wins his first green jacket at just 25 years old, number one ranked in the world. He's on fire. Shot 10 under for the tournament. He tried his best to make it exciting there at the end with a little three-putt, which I appreciated because it wasn't very exciting up until then. We had Cam Smith with the implosion. I was hurting for my guy, Tone. I know that's his guy. I had picked him as well. So that was a bummer. Rory and Colin chipping out of the sand in their rounds. Probably my favorite part of the whole tournament, honestly.
Oh, that the was energy so cool. Was unmatched.
So cool. I love that. And then lastly for me, guys, just Tiger making the cut. Overall, he would finish plus 13, which is an oof. But, I mean, the fact that he was even there, bravo, congrats to him shooting one under for the first day. I loved it. So that's kind of my talking points for the Masters recap. I mean, let's go around the horn. What do you guys think? What did you think about the Masters?
Yeah, so I ended up taking a little bit of work off for it. I rightfully so. Once I heard Tiger was going to be playing, I immediately got work off and enjoyed the whole Masters. Him starting out at one under was probably the highlight of my golf season. I think I'm good for the rest of the year. He did end up imploding a little bit, but you could tell he was injured. He was hurt towards those last 2 days. He didn't really have much left in him. But shout out Scottie Scheffler. 4 wins in his last 6 appearances on the tour or WGC event. He's been absolutely dialed. The only other person who's done that is Tiger, I think like 7 different times or something wild like that. So it was super fun to watch. Like AJ mentioned, that Colin Rory chip in, the energy not only for each other, but the whole entire place went nuts for him. Rory did make a little push there at the end too, which was impressive, going 8 under on the last day. So overall, it's the Masters. Super fun. The awkward jacket handover from Matsuyama to Scheffler was pretty funny. The internet called it.
It was fun, man. I really was looking forward to the Masters. Had a great time with it. My guy came up a little short, but it was fun going that last day. He started off birdie, and then it all went downhill from there. So on that third or fourth hole, Scottie Scheffler hit one in from the bunker, and it kind of changed everything. So it was a really fun time. I was fortunate enough to take a second place finish in the DK. So that was really a lot of fun. I had Cam Smith. I had Justin Thomas.
Yeah.
It was cool. So I had a good time with it. I enjoyed it overall, and I can't wait till the next major.
Yeah, I want to just give a quick shout out to Victor Hovland. He really hosed me on that one, unfortunately. He did not show up. My DK came in last place, so that's another bet that I lost. I'll have to pay up on that one. Just struggling on these bets. I think I'm going to start sitting out on the bets to give someone else a chance to pay out because I think it probably gets boring me covering them all the time. I know you guys probably want to get in there. So all in all, I enjoyed it. Dakota, did you watch the Masters at all, my guy?
I did watch the end of it, yeah.
Okay, what'd you think? Did you enjoy it?
I love the Rory, our guy.
Colin Morikawa?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It was really fun. So, yeah, that's the Masters. Beautiful tournament. Always fun to watch. We'll keep golf rolling. But what I want to do is I want to get this damn thing over with. So let's do it. It's the Hot Chip Challenge.
Uncracked? Hasn't been open?
Uncracked. Live hasn't been happening. TikTok. Yeah.
I ain't opening it.
Pretty excited about this. I just want to get it over with. So we did the four of us, we had a March Madness bracket. And basically whoever came in last place, you have to eat this dumbass hot chip. And I thought for sure,
do you say it was going to have to eat
it? Yeah, I thought for sure Dakota was going to have to eat it. I felt great. Unfortunately, Duke lost North Carolina. So here I am eating this chip. If I can crack it open.
I mean, this is master sealed. So
how perfect your favorite basketball team is the one. Is the reason you're eating this hot chip.
Yeah, I love UNC. I fucking hate them, so I'll probably never root for them again. I'm pretty nervous. So I was feeling – I told Nate on the way over here – I'm going to try to commentate while I do this so it's not dead air. I told Nate this is either going to be way worse than I thought or not as bad as I thought. And then Dakota really shared some interesting info before we started.
We got a good amount live here.
No, I'm really nervous.
Yeah, we got a crowd here. This is the opening.
Yeah.
Oh,
shaking.
Man.
Dakota said that two guys from his work did it, and one threw up, and one had to go home from work. So, pretty nervous about this.
Get the gloves. Get this man his gloves.
Yeah, I got some gloves. I got the works here. Yeah. Got my towel. All right. So I sweat a lot when I eat hot food. So I got my bandana. So,
yes, man. Came tied.
Shout out to my
guy
Tone for supplying the bandana. So I need to lace up real quick while we do this, because I'll have sweat in my eyes profusely.
I do want to take a second to shout everyone in the comments. I we got a couple familiar faces in there, so love to see it. I think we got our guy Jaren in there, Monty the Italian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got my guy Gary in there. Lexus is in there.
Even Lil C. Lil C's in there. Shout out Lil C.
Okay. Yeah, we had a little, I won't go too into detail, but we had a little incident. Had to make a little hospital trip earlier today. We might be making another one tonight. We'll see.
I know CPR. I do know that.
Got my half gallon of milk. That
shout out Smith's.
Yeah, I'll probably be gone by the time we're done with this.
He's going to be holding this up proudly. This says I destroyed the puppy. 2021, so it might be expired.
Yeah, I might get sick because it's expired. Yeah,
expiration dates are a thing.
Yeah, so usually I'm mod, but I'm going to throw it over to Dakota for the rest of this episode because I probably won't be able to talk. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we're going to be going into the NBA playoffs, right?
Yeah, real
right
exciting stuff.
We're going to see real exciting stuff.
Definitely had to throw on the do-rag for sure. So we're talking about this last night, me and the old lady, me and Alexis, were talking about this, and she's trying to give me some tips on how to handle this. So she suggested breaking it up into four, just throwing it down the hatch. Don't let it touch the tip of your tongue.
Oh, yeah?
Just throw it in the back of your throat real quick.
Ooh, that might hurt,
I might
too,
choke.
Though.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I could choke. I could, you know, die. I mean, we'll see. Well, I'm going to try not to let it touch the old tip of the tongue.
We are live. So
I'm excited.
That would be extremely unfortunate.
Yeah, it'd be pretty interesting. Be good for the viewers, though, if that happened.
Hey, go Cavs. Shout out Monty, longtime Cavs season ticket hoarder. He was on our Thursday episode. He didn't have a parlay for us this week, but I'm sure he will have one maybe next week or in the future. Expect Ryan Keenan, who that coming back soon. Also, as AJ gets ready, he's got to get these gloves on.
Yeah, really struggling with some gloves here.
Yeah.
Pretty entertaining stuff.
I was going to say, the anticipation is key. All right,
so in your guys' opinion, what do you guys think? You think it's going to be really bad? You think it's going to be overrated? What do you think?
I think it's going to be bad.
I don't think it's going to be good, but I think you're going to handle it. You got it, boy.
I wonder if it's broke. Is it still...
I think it's shattered.
Oh, good. Okay, well.
Can I smell it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely take a sniff.
You can have a bite.
There we
go. Why is it that color?
It's black.
Oh, my.
Really dark.
I'm not worried about it getting dirty because.
Here, let me sniff it out.
We got. Okay, it's broken into three pieces.
Damn, I thought it was a lot. Okay.
That is a lot of chip.
That's a big chip. Cool.
Ooh.
That just smells like cool. Cleaning solution.
Oh, good. Good. Sounds like Clorox. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh.
It smells foul.
Yeah, it smells
I got to take a sniff of this.
Yeah, here, come on. Everyone get a sniff.
Oh,
everyone.
Man.
Oh, I didn't want up my nose, dude.
No. Does anyone want me to, like...
I want up my nose. Don't sniff it hard.
Does anyone want me to break off a piece?
I lopped it. Because, you know, I took science class.
That was the weirdest...
Okay.
That's the weirdest feeling in my nose right now. You're eating that?
I mean, I guess.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my. That hurt.
All right, well, I'm doing this. I don't really want to wait any longer.
I just want to say bull, Godspeed.
Yeah, Godspeed. Best of luck.
Let me get back in the frame here after.
I feel like I'm about to sneeze.
I nailed it.
Oh, yeah, I just sneezed into my,
oh,
my towel.
We got double-digit eyeballs on us.
Oh, good.
This is like a movie.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I already got it in my... All right.
Yep, I do too. It's
Let's do it. All right, so just keep commentating.
Yeah, I'm
gonna.
I got
after
you.
This, so.
I got you. This is
cheers.
I'm like Troy Aikman.
Thanks, everybody.
So, if you are just now listening, he has it crunched up into four pieces, and he went all in, and it hit him already. He hasn't finished chewing.
Oh,
no! Oh no!
Oh boy!
Is it bad?
Oh, no, already.
I don't think you're supposed to swallow it.
Oh, fuck. That's bad. That's real bad.
Is it hot?
Yeah. Yeah, it's hot.
It's big hot.
Like,
No.
Godspeed.
Oh,
hottest thing you've ever eaten?
Oh, yep.
Already?
Mm-hmm. Oh, already.
Oh, no.
We are about 20 seconds in. That's not a great time.
Oh, he's sweating already.
On a scale of 1 to 10, it's like a 12.
Oh, no.
It's bad.
It's hot.
Oh. Man.
It touched the tip of my tongue.
No, you did.
Oh, you got the tip?
I'm sorry.
Oh,
Alexis.
No.
You didn't take the advice. Light work, bro. Hashtag Godspeed.
Ah, Father T.
All right, it's swallowed. It's gone.
Oh, it's gone, and there goes the chalky milky right down the drain.
Oh, man.
You're sweating.
Your eyes are watering.
He is more than moist.
He is
well done.
Big tears.
All right, so let's talk about fantasy baseball.
he's going to a different chocolate milk.
Oh, the fair life. I did. That was compliments of old man Nay here.
Yeah.
Ooh wee.
It's bad. It's
Shout
bad.
Out, Lex.
You gonna finish the crumbs?
No.
You want to snort those?
No.
Oh, man. I was going to say, I felt like I already did.
How are we looking? So,
sorry, I'm going to talk on the mic, but TikTok Live, we are about, how far are we timing it? Is he about a minute in? 2 minutes in from swallowing?
I am timing it. We're a little less than 2 minutes in.
This is probably the longest period of time you've ever been through right now. I think.
Yeah.
It doesn't look good. Someone needs to take a picture of his eyeballs right now.
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
I'm on live. I will say the bandana is helping exponentially.
I do think the bandana was clutch.
Yeah.
Tied for this. It's only appropriate. But we're about 2 minutes in right now.
Did it taste good?
Yeah, well, describe the taste.
Yeah.
It was the worst thing I ever tasted in my life.
Can you take us through the experience step by step?
It tasted like what it smelled like.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was bad.
Oh, man. This is the perfect way to complete the milk gallon challenge, though.
Can you describe feelings that you have right now?
Oh, man.
Ooh.
I'd rather all three of you kick me in my balls like 10 times each. This is bad.
Next punishment.
Bonnie said he just tasted chocolate milk with chocolate milk. He did. He came out with a different chocolate milk.
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
Man,
exercise?
Multiple tears. Chocolate milk's one
yeah,
more time.
Yeah, it is the...
Oh, man. Do you want a cold towel? Would that help? Go get you a cold towel.
No.
Can we just roll? All right, let's do it. AJ tried to explain. Just TikTok Live. Just keep an eye on him. But we have a new segment. We all, four of us, joined the Fantasy Baseball League together. Shout out, Monty is also in the league. But DC is going to do a cool
also
little...
Jaren.
Yeah. If he's still in here, Jaren.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this segment.
Mikey didn't join the league, so if you're in here, Mikey, then you suck. But, oh my God, it's in my throat. How is it in my throat? Oh my God. DC is going to top five free agents in fantasy baseball right now.
Yeah, I'll take it over. How are you guys' teams looking so far?
I am winning my matchup.
Not good.
Barely.
Okay. I am losing the Gary.
Oh yeah, Tony's losing 3-7 to Gary.
Ooh.
It's pretty close though. Your batting's right there.
Yeah, we're clawing out, but you know, we're losing right now.
Well, real quick before we start,
yeah.
Tone, I was a nice enough guy from just to tell you who the guy was you were supposed to pick up. I wake up in the morning and he's in DC's team.
I got on there and it said that it was already on someone's team. It said trade.
Oh, does it not carry over the next day? Because Tone,
I did side text. I side texted him like, "Hey, who's that English guy?"
Oh, I might puke.
All right, so we're starting off with our top five. My number one guy, this guy that I had to swoop up before Tone could get.
We got Tone on the ground.
I wanted to put this out there before everyone knew, but I guess everyone knew. The rookie from Cleveland, Stephen Kwan. Coming in this week, he was 0.2% owned, and as of right now, he is 46.2% owned.
Wow. Who else? What else?
Yeah, who else we got?
Number two.
Well, I was just going to let you know, he's been on fire, as everyone knows. I noticed that he was on Dan's watch list, so sorry, Dan, if you're listening. Next up, I got a versatile guy who can play many positions. Right now, he's listed first base, second base, and outfield. Earlier in his career, he was a shortstop, and that's Brad Miller. He's a veteran player. He's 1.6% owned. He's gotten off to a great start. He's coming off a good season. He's got decent power. He wasn't in the lineup yesterday because he's not good against left-hand pitchers. So in his next eight games, he's going to go against three lefties. So if you do pick him up, that's something to keep an eye on. He might be out of the lineup then. Next up, I got catcher's probably the hardest position to find.
Facts.
So that's why I reached so far for Salvador Perez. I picked him like three rounds before he's projected. Someone to look out for is the Blue Jays starting catcher, Danny Jensen. He has two home runs in three games. Right now, he's experiencing a little soreness, so that kept him out of yesterday's game. But he's 6% owned, so someone else to keep an eye on. My last two, I'm going to shift over to pitchers. Right now, there's a guy, Brad Keller. He plays for the Royals. He's 3.3% owned.
Oh, wow.
Their first game against the Indians, he threw six scoreless innings. And they're going into a series against the Tigers, who are batting 185. And then after that, they're going to go into a matchup against the Twins, who are better batting, but they're around that same average right now. So my fifth and final, I love my closers. I keep a good amount on my team. Right now I have four of them.
Damn.
There's a lot of them out there, but someone I like to go for is David Robertson. He was a setup man for the greatest closer of all time, and now he's in the role of closer. He's 23% owned right now, and right now he's in a battle with another guy, but just something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, right on. I just ended up grabbing Hunter Green off the waiver wire, starting pitcher from Cincinnati. He is the real deal.
He throws heat.
Yeah, he sure does.
He was the top added pitcher this week.
Oh yeah, I was the guy. Speaking of heat, how we doing over here?
Not good.
No, it's how things getting any better, guys.
Your wife wants to know: are you about to get sick?
It's a good question.
I
do think it's a very valid question.
I got.
We do have a bag here.
Yeah. I'm holding it open for him.
Yeah, we're good.
That's about it.
Good guy right there.
Yeah, we'll be good. We're about three-fourths. I'm a little bit nervous about when my milk's gone.
We have more milk in the house.
It could be a problem. Yeah.
We got plain milk.
Some regular milk?
Mm. Yep, whole milk.
Some milk.
Fact.
I don't like white milk. That's the problem.
But it helps.
Well, you can mix it in there if you want to in now.
Do you have ketchup and mustard? Here, yeah, Lloyd. This helps.
I'll be all right.
Dumb and Dumber.
But I do want to thank Dakota, because that's really cool for someone like me. If you're a listener and you're just trying to get warmed up to fantasy baseball, it's nice to have that kind of knowledge there to kind of guide you and help you understand who you may or may not want to pick up. So really like that segment.
Yeah, I think we're going to continue that throughout the baseball season. If you have a fantasy baseball team, definitely tune in.
Definitely glad to help the people I'm going against, for sure.
Nice right. guy.
For sure.
You guys ready to move on to some NBA playoff basketball?
Here, AJ, you want to try real quick? You see if you can... What?
Nope, I'm out.
Okay, so, all right, DC.
Yep, I'll run it. All right, first up, we got the play-in games starting here shortly, actually. The Brooklyn Nets, Cleveland Cavs. What are your guys' thoughts on this game?
So, yeah, as of right now, where you are, we usually record Tuesdays during golf, off season, and Wednesdays during NFL. But so it's Tuesday. We are going. I mean, I think tip off can't be more than a few minutes away, right?
We're about a half hour out.
Oh, perfect. So we're only a half hour out from the Cavs game. Good. But we, I don't know, man. I think the Cavs have a small outside chance. I know the Nets, they are super inconsistent this year. I'm sorry, I'm moving this bag, so you probably hear that on the podcast. I just want to help my guy AJ out in case he vomits. I want to hold the bag for him. It's like equivalent to females holding each other's hair. But I don't know. The Nets, they are so terrible on defense. They still won't have Ben Simmons. I think this is the perfect opportunity for the Cavs to kind of slip in and make a playoff spot. But with that being said, if I were to go against the spread tonight, I would take the Cavs, but I think the Nets end up getting the job done. Good luck to the Cavs against the Hawks, which I think Trae Young will get it done against, the Hornets.
I agree. It's just tough. The Nets have won three of the four matchups this season. The one game the Cavs won, the Nets didn't have Durant, so it's tough. Cavs are a young team. They have a lot of potential. Unfortunately, they're not going to have Jared Allen, and without that, it's hard to pick them, so I will also take the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, you know what? There is a little hole in the bottom of this bag, so I will still hold it, but I'm just letting you know that I could get some.
I got
trippage.
Plenty of bags.
I'll be all right.
I think you're
Are
you're
you sure?
You look great.
Yeah, I feel great.
Never you better.
Fine.
I'm going to lose a couple of pounds.
Nate did say this, so you probably want to elaborate on it, but you're looking at the Hawks.
Yep, I am, right? So, I don't know, with Trae Young, what he was able to do against the Knicks last year in the playoffs, I mean, I can't imagine a more hated player in New York than Trae Young. So I think he will get it done. I love this Hornets team. We were talking about them a lot throughout the year, even last year with LaMelo, Bridges. I like Tony Rozier. I don't know. I think if they make a move, I drop that on the floor. But if they make another move in the offseason, I don't know. I think this Hornets team can be really good in the future.
Yeah, this Hornets team, they're a lot of fun. They honestly might be one of the more fun teams to watch. LaMelo Ball.
Even with the announcer, hum diddly D.
Very, very nice. I think LaMelo could be one of the most fun players to watch in the whole league. But you got Trae Young. You just got a lot of solid players. They've been in this position before. I can't take them. I got to take the Hawks in this position. I just think they've been one of the hottest teams the last few months. They have the playoff experience here, and Trae Young is a superstar. He gets a little disrespected sometimes, but he's fantastic. The Hornets will get there, just not this year, in my opinion, so I'll take the Hawks.
Yeah, him, John Collins, Bogdanovich, Clint Capella. Is he hurt or is he back? Well, we don't know, so we'll find out. But that game is tomorrow night. What's on our Western Conference here, D.C.?
Moving over to the Western, we got the Minnesota Timberwolves going against the L.A. Clippers.
Go ahead, Tom. What do you got?
I think this will be a pretty fun matchup. I mean, I like the Timberwolves team. Obviously, you got Anthony Edwards, who's just a young superstar in the making. He's a stud. Karl Anthony Towns. You got D'Angelo Russell. Just they got a lot of fun players. I like that team a lot. I kind of have to take the Clippers, though. I hate to do it. They play each other four times this season. Three of those were within the first 12 games. They play one more time in January. The Clippers won those first three games, but ended up losing the last one, which was when Paul George was hurt. So Paul George is back. it's just hard that the T-Wolves haven't beat the Clippers without Paul George, and I'm rooting for the Wolves, but I think I'll take the Clippers.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go against you here. Just like LaMelo Ball, Anthony Edwards is also up there for me, one of the most fun players to watch. He'll put anybody on a poster at any time. Karl Anthony Towns claims to be the greatest big man shooter of all time. He has said that. AJ's making it.
Your wife wants to know, did you bring Pepto?
I brought him Tums.
Yeah. Okay.
You just smashed two Tums.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we got more in the house if you need it.
One of them fell on the floor. But I warned him. He said it was okay. But, yeah, I think the Timberwolves end up getting it done. I do like this Clippers team, but without Kawhi all year, I can't imagine they have enough depth to compete. So I think the Timberwolves pull off, I guess, an upset. I don't know the line right now, but I don't think the Timberwolves to win that game.
Okay, next up we got the New Orleans Pelicans versus San Antonio Spurs.
These guys shouldn't even be in the playoffs, should they?
Who knows these days? For me, I got to take the Pelicans. Since the trade deadline, keep in mind, Pelicans started off to 1-12 start. It was looking rough for them. Since then, they've had the seventh best net rating. They got CJ McCollum. He's been playing fantastic. Mm-hmm. He actually played the Spurs a handful of times this year, even after getting traded. Played them three times as a Pelican. He's averaging almost 30 points, 7 rebounds, 4.5 assists, a steal and a half a game, shooting almost 52%. It just seems like a different team. I think the Pelicans could be good in the future, depending on what they do. But I like to at least have them sneak in and win this first game versus Spurs.
Yeah, and I think you forgot to mention, even without Zion all year, not a single game. I don't know if...
Pussy.
A lot of people are talking about this being a reminiscent of the Greg Oden, Kevin Durant draft with Ja Morant and Zion. But we'll see. And Brandon Ingram on that Pelicans team, he helped me win a championship in... I don't know if we've mentioned that the 8 seed, Nate, came back, beat the first, second, and third seed in our fantasy playoffs. So, shout out, Nate. But I like the Spurs team. Greg Popovich, DeJounte Murray, I think, is kind of snubbed in the MVP race. I think he should be top three. But that's just me. He was an absolute beast for this team this year. So, give me the Spurs getting the upset. I think they're the 10th seed, so that's a slight upset.
Okay, just a little explanation of the play-in tournament. The Nets, Cavs, that's 7-8. Timberwolves, Clippers are 7-8. The winner of that game is automatically in the playoffs. And then the loser goes into a game against the winner of the other two games, if that makes any sense. It is kind of confusing. But do you guys see anyone in these play-ins moving far into the playoffs?
I think the Nets, obviously they were without Kyrie most of the year due to not being vaccinated. Now everything's changed, now he can play. Kevin Durant and the slight option of Ben Simmons coming back and making a somewhat impact on this team. I think the Nets can easily make the Eastern Conference Finals. But on that other side, I got nothing, man. I think the Western play-in tournament's playing to get bounced.
I agree completely. I do think the Nets could go on a run. And the Nuts definitely could go on a run and hopefully get to the Eastern Conference Finals if that's something that they want to go out and do. But I won't be rooting for them, but I will take them as far as one of those playing teams to advance.
So real quick, AJ update.
Not good.
No, still hurt.
Still surviving.
That is insane.
Yeah. See, my problem now is, if you know anything about the human body, if you drink so much milk, you throw up. So I feel like I'm just chilling, just dealing with it because I'm afraid to drink any more milk. But other than that, we're doing great. Things are going good over here. So thanks for asking.
Yeah.
All right. After talking about the playing game, let's move on to the actual playoff bracket. We'll start in the Eastern Conference. We got the Miami Heat. Don't really know who they're going against right now, but you guys see them moving on?
More than likely, unless the Cavs somehow pull out an upset and they have to face the Nets round one. But I think the Heat get it done.
So to me, I think it's just going to be the Miami Heat versus the Atlanta Hawks. The Heat, they played pretty solid all year. They have really solid coaching, and they're defensively strong. These teams played four times this year. Miami won three of the four. I just think they have too good of a coach, too good defensively. The Hawks, they scored the third most points in the East. They averaged 113.9 points. Miami was able to hold them under that amount three of the four matchups. They had a low of 91 points against the Miami Heat. I just can't see them beating them four times, so I'll take the Miami Heat to move on.
Yeah, Eric Spoelstra proved that he can coach a basketball team outside of LeBron, so I love that.
All right, next up, we got the number two seed Boston Celtics, and both of you have the Nets going against them. Who do you got winning this?
Man, this one is really tough for me. I think it should be a really fun series. These teams played four times. Boston won three of them, but the only game they lost is when Kevin Durant played. We know Kevin Durant's back now. The Celtics, unfortunately, are without Robert Williams. I just feel like that could be a huge deal. Leading up to that Robert Williams injury, Boston won 11 of 12 games. They were on a six-game winning streak. He missed the last seven games of the season. They went 4-3. Who knows what that means, but they have a ton of talent. Jason Tatum's awesome. Jaylen Brown's fantastic. It's just tough for me. I think I would lean towards the Nets because of the Williams injury, but I can see it going either way. I'm kind of really excited for this series.
Yeah, it does suck that they lost Williams for the year because they have a top three defensive player of the year in Marcus Smart right now in the conversation. But I think shout out to Ime Udoka, first year coach. I know they moved Brad Stevens up to an office spot. Did I say it right?
Just kidding.
Oh, AJ's back.
He's back.
Welcome back, AJ. Thanks. I hope I pronounced that right. You know, if you guys listen to my menu from last week from Hideki Matsuyama. I think the Nets get it done. Shout out to the Celtics. Had a great year. Jaylen Brown carried me to the championship in my fantasy basketball league. I also had Marcus Smart. And Al Horford's on that team, which is an experienced guy who's seen it. He's been through it. So I think it's probably going to be the series to watch for the long haul. So Nets Celtics, that's going to be extremely entertaining.
Okay, now our first set matchup, we got the number three seed Milwaukee Bucks versus the six seed Chicago Bulls.
For me, it's hard not to take the Bucks. The Bulls, they have some really talented guys, but they failed to show up against good teams all year. In fact, they played the Bucks four times. They lost all four matchups. It's just hard to think that they'll beat them four times. Giannis is arguably the best player in the league. Middleton, Drew Holiday, Brooke Lopez. They're just a tough squad. They're well coached. I can't see the Bulls beating them full time or four times, so I'll take the Bucks.
And we're not sure on Lonzo Ball's condition, but I heard he had a setback while he was on my team, so I don't know if he's playing or not. But Caruso, you got Zach LaVine in that lineup, Vucevic. I don't know, man. I think it might be closer than you think. I think the Bucks do end up getting it in six, but the Bulls do pull out a couple wins. But Giannis arguably can be the MVP again this year. Obviously, you mentioned Middleton, but one of the most underrated players in the league is Drew Holiday. I love him in this offense. He could shoot lights out from three, but he runs that offense so well. And even if you got a double team on Giannis, he's going to obviously find exactly what he needs to do. So give me the Bucks in six.
All right, closing out the East, we got the number four seed Philadelphia 76ers going against the number five seed Toronto Raptors.
My Sixers.
Your Sixers. This is a really tough one, honestly. I feel like everyone's going to have their eyes on the 76ers, but I don't know if I'm buying it. There's a lot of talent. We have Embiid, we have Harden, but the Raptors have actually had their number this season. Before the trade deadline, they were 1-1. They played twice after they got James Harden, and the Raptors won twice. So I don't know. This is one I'm probably going to sit out. If I had to pick it for the show, I'll take the 76ers just because they have more talent. I don't think they have better coaching, but we'll see what happens with it. I'll take the 76ers for the show, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Raptors won.
You don't think Doc Rivers is a better coach? No?
He's not better than Nick Nurse, in my opinion.
Okay, interesting. Well, I'm all over the Sixers. I think they get them in five. Joel Embiid, MVP of the year. give it to him now. But Tyrese Maxey has been unbelievable this year. It will hurt that they are losing Matthias Thybulle because he is unvaccinated, so he won't be able to play the games in Toronto. So that's huge. But I expect guys like Shake Milton to step up in the, and he's, I mean, he can drop 30 points a game if he gets the minutes. So give me the Sixers in five. I think they have an easy road to the Eastern Conference Finals because they are going to beat the Heat. I think it's the Sixers Bucks or the Sixers Nets going into the NBA Finals.
Okay, what first round series are you guys looking forward to the most in the East?
Celtics Nets for me.
Potentially Celtics Nets, yeah, for sure.
All right, and what about your Eastern Conference Finals prediction, and then who do you have winning?
Ooh, so I think it's going to be the 76ers and the Nets, and I think the 76ers find their way into the finals this year.
Wow. This one's honestly really tough because I like the Celtics if they can get past the Nets, but if they can't, then obviously you don't want to pick them.
Right.
I can see the Nets or the Bucks getting there. I don't know. It's tough for me. If I had to pick one, I probably would take the Bucks because their odds are probably fine, but it's up for anyone, which is a beautiful thing. I love the parody.
Yep. No LeBron this year, though. Breaks my heart.
Just the way I like it. Let's move over to the Western Conference.
That is not the luck changers, full beliefs. Maybe
yeah,
like
that was
half.
The opinion of
I'm
Dakota
riding it. I'm riding
and
it.
AJ.
Yeah, 50-50 here.
Wow.
We got a couple LeBron GOAT guys from
right, for
over
sure.
here. Boom. Yep.
My GOAT wouldn't sit out those last games. But let's move on to that one seed, Phoenix Suns. You think they're going to win in that first game?
I do. They've been a well-oiled machine all year. I just don't think it'll change now. Chris Paul, he's leading them to the promised land. Devin Booker's fantastic. DeAndre Ayton's good. They have good bench players.
Mikal Bridges.
I just feel like they have fun as a team. I definitely think they're going to make it to at least the Western Conference Finals.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. It's Suns all day. I think it's going to be like an Appalachian State week one in college football. Just a layup for their playoff run. And I guess that's why they have the play-in tournament, not only for money, but so this number one seed can potentially play the 10th worst team in the Western Conference. So, yeah, give me the Suns.
All right, next up, we got the number two seed Memphis Grizzlies. They will either play the Timberwolves or Clippers.
I feel like it's hard not to for the Grizzlies. At the beginning of the year, I thought they had a lot of potential. I did not think they would finish as a two seed in the West. Good for them. They proved that they can win with or without Ja Morant, which is really fun to watch. I have to take them and at least make it past the first round, whether they play the T-Wolves or the Clippers. I think they should be able to beat either team, and I'm just rooting for them. So I'll take the Grizzlies to move on to the second round.
Yeah, this is a weird one. I know I had said that I think the Timberwolves end up winning in that first round or first play-in matchup, but if the Clippers end up winning, I think they get past the Grizzlies. I don't really care for their lack of experience in the playoffs. I know they only really have Steven Adams, who has the most playoff experience, but they got guys like Desmond Bane, Jaren Jackson Jr., obviously, Ja Morant. I don't know. I think, especially if Kawhi Leonard comes back out of nowhere, give me the Clippers going. But I do think it's a weird concept. Just hear me out.
It's all about matchups.
Yeah, right?
Next up, we got – this one's going to hurt me, my two favorite teams. The 3-seed Golden State Warriors and the 6-seed Denver Nuggets along with the actual MVP back-to-back. What do you guys think on this one?
Yes, no, I really can't argue it that much because the numbers that Jokic puts up is – I don't remember ever seeing it year in and year out. He's a 7-foot-1 dude or 7-footer, whatever he is. Runs the offense as a point guard, leads the team in assists, rebounds, points. He carries that team, and they didn't even have Jamal Murray all year, and he still found a way to carry that team to where they're at now. But it's the Warriors. It's Klay, Draymond, and Steph. I think this is going to be the most electric matchup. I don't know who to call. Give me the Nuggets. I think the Nuggets take out the Warriors.
You really hate to see that, but I also have the Nuggets. It's just tough not to, because I don't know the health of the Warriors. That's the thing for me. If they're all healthy, obviously, Steph, Draymond, Jordan Poole's been playing fantastic ball. Awesome. Klay's fine, but it's just tough. So you hate to see. I'm actually rooting for the Warriors, but I got to take the Nuggets.
Rounding out the West, we got the 4-seed Dallas Mavericks versus the 5-seed Utah Jazz.
Man, this should be like an underrated matchup. I want to take the Mavericks. They ended the season on a 5-game winning streak. Luka's in his bag lately. I don't know if I can do it because he did get a little banged up on that last game. Kind of wish he would have got suspended. Remember, he got tech. He's supposed to be suspended for the last game. They rescinded it, so he played and then got hurt. So just because of the uncertainty, this Utah Jazz team, they've been playing together for a while. They're veterans. I think it's hard not to take them with a banged up Mavericks team. So I would probably be rooting for the Mavericks, but I'll take the Jazz.
Yeah, I think the playoff disappointment for the Jazz for so long is going to finally catch up with them, and they're going to get this first-round win. I do love the trade they made midseason to get Dinwiddie. He's been a huge asset as the sixth man off that bench. But Donovan Mitchell is the third leading scorer per average in at least 10 playoff games. I think he averaged a little over 30, but is playoff Mitchell. You're going to have Rudy Gobert down there, obviously always a contender and defensive player of the year. I like this Jazz team, and I think they can play really well against the Suns in the second round.
Okay, with all that being said, which first-round series are you guys looking forward to the most in the West?
The Nuggets-Warriors, for me.
For me, it's funny, because the one I probably would look forward to the most is one that I didn't necessarily pick to happen, but I think the Memphis Grizzlies versus the Minnesota Timberwolves could be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
So I like to see all those young studs going back and forth in a 7-game series. Although I think the Clippers will get there, but I'm kind of rooting for the T-Wolves and the Grizzly.
And what's your guys' finals prediction, Western Conference and the champion?
Ooh, that's a good one.
For me, it's so tough. I think the Suns get to the Western Conference finals. I guess I picked the Bucks out of the East, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was the Nets or the Celtics. Whoever makes out of that series, I think we'll go to the Eastern Conference Finals at least. I think I'll go with the Suns. I want Chris Paul to get his ring, ride into the sunset, then Booker get a ring, Ayton, just all of them. I'm rooting for that, so I think I'll take the Suns over, we'll call it, the Celtics in the finals.
Ooh, so for my Western Conference Finals, I'm going with the Suns over the Jazz. Or no, they can't. That second round, I'm sorry. The Suns over the Nuggets. That's what I meant. But so, and for my Finals, is that what we're doing? Okay, so yeah, I'm gonna take the 76ers over the Suns this year.
AJ, it's a little bit of bias there.
yeah, but I'm telling you, this is the year Doc Rivers gets himself another ring.
We have a lot of uncertainty with all the injuries going on. As you said, Luka Doncic just got hurt. Saw Donovan Mitchell is day to day. Steph, I think, is returning to practice this week, so hopefully he's back. But should be a good playoff series. I'm going to pass it over to you guys. We're going to move on to some golf.
AJ, you think you can moderate the last bit of golf?
Uh-oh. All right, so we got a little golf. We have the RBC Heritage, and this is going to be in Harbortown Links Golf Course, Hilton Head, South Carolina. Tom, me and you golfed in Hilton Head a couple years back.
Very nice.
We did.
I don't know if it was the same course. Actually, I know it's not, but who knows? Maybe it was. Good time. If anyone else has ever been to Hilton Head, it's a beautiful town, so I'm sure it's going to be a lovely event to watch over the TV. Defending champ Stuart Sink. Tony, you got any additional information on this course for us?
Yeah, it should be a pretty fun one. I'm kind of surprised by the field coming off the Masters. Obviously, we had the top guys in the world playing the Masters, but there's still a lot of big games at RBC Heritage, so should be a good time. We have a Pete Dye course, par 71, almost 7,200 yards, 132 guys this week, top 65, and ties make the cut. That historical cut line will be around plus 1 to minus 3, which is way different than last week, so that'll be kind of interesting. Like AJ said, Sink won last year, minus 19. Webb Simpson won the week before that with a minus 22. But 2 years before that, we had minus 12, so it kind of varies a little bit here and there. Water is going to be a huge factor on this. Almost every single hole is going to come into play. 54 sand bunkers. Should be a good one. It's going to be really challenging. You got to be very accurate because we're going to have small greens, tight fairways. So we'll see how it plays out, and we'll get into our DraftKings here.
All right. Nate, why don't you kick us off? Give us your first DK golfer of the weekend.
Yeah, before I start, I do want to shout out Tone for evening up the DK series this year. I was up 2-1 before the Masters, and he actually came in second in our DraftKings that we host per week. Mainly we do the bigger events, so I don't think we're hosting this week, but Tone did come in second. I came about midway, and unfortunately AJ didn't finish so well.
No.
But yeah, for my first guy, it's almost impossible not to take Cam Smith. He's 10,800. He's obviously, I think he's top two golfer in the world. We saw it other than one hole in the Masters that he kind of fell apart on. But to make six top tens in the eight of his nine cuts he's played, I know he's Tone's guy. I'm sure he's going to luck it in. But give me Cam Smith all day.
I do love Cam Smith. I'm not going to luck it in this week. I took him last week, and he always has a ton of value because he's such a good player. With my first guy, I'm staying out of the 10K range this week. I'm actually going to start with 9.8K and Shane Lowry.
Oh.
So I'll take him. He's come off a T3. He's playing some of the best golf of his life right now. In his last four starts, he has two top three finishes and two top 13 finishes. He's a stud. I think he, at any given time, could win it. So I'll take Shane Lowry, 9.8K.
It's funny you mentioned you stayed out of the 10K. I actually have two 10K guys. And I'm going to go out with a guy who I feel like is riding a lot of momentum after his chip-in from the sand. At 10.2K, it's Colin Morikawa. He's only missed one cut in his 11 events he's played. And he's got seven top 10s. So give me an easy two top 10 guys to score me all my points. And I think I found a ton of really good value in the rest of my team. Just to stay tuned.
I do like that Morikawa pick. I wanted to fit him in there. I ended up not. But
right.
With my second guy, I'll take Matthew Fitzpatrick, 9.5K. For me, he's a must play this week. He finished T4 here last year. He's actually been on record to say this is his favorite course. His recent form's been fantastic. He has a T15 or better in five of his last seven starts, four of those being top 10 finishes. He's an elite iron striker. I think his accuracy will pay off, and he's a stud. So I'll take Matthew Fitzpatrick, 9.5K.
Very nice. So my third guy dips down all the way to 7,700. But like I said, I have really good value, and I got Mito Pereira. He's got two top 10s, made 12 of his 16 cuts, so he's out there playing. Unfortunately, he didn't make the Masters last week, but he's still playing. I'm sure he was putting a lot of work in coming into this week. I think he's a sleeper to make a top five. I know we didn't do our placement picks this week, but I don't know. If you can find good value on Mito Pereira for top five, then go ahead and take that action, at least at unit.
Yeah, he's always solid. With my third guy, I will take Russell Henley. He has eight top 25 finishes and 13 starts this year. He's made the cut every week he's played. He's coming off a T30 at the Masters. I feel like at 9K, he's at least going to make it and play the whole weekend. He has two top 30 finishes in very comparable courses. Last year, he was T9 at this particular event. So he's a stud to me. I think there's a lot of value there. He's consistent. I'll take Russell Henley at 9K.
I love that pick. I do have him on my other DraftKings. But, yeah, to not miss a cut, I think that's an easy pick because one of the most important things in golf DraftKings is to have all your guys make the cut. So I love that pick. So for my fourth guy, I go down to 7,400, and I have an absolute bomber in Luke List. I know he was kind of injured. He pulled out of the players, and he was all right in the WGC. But I think this week he has a huge chance to win it. He's got three top 10s. I know he's missed six cuts, but I love Luke Liss in this spot. So at my fourth best golfer, give me Luke Liss, 7,400.
Very nice. With my fourth golfer, I'll take Maverick McNealy, 7.9K. He's made the cut in this last 11 starts. He's only played 13 times this year, so it's pretty solid. He has a ton of potential. He has a fourth place finish at this event last year. For him to be my fourth golfer, I feel like there's a ton of value there. He's a steal. I'll take Maverick McNealy, 7.9K.
Super good pick. Yeah, that's what you said, 7,900, right?
Yep.
Oh, that's a steal. So for my fifth guy is someone who did end up playing the Masters, and that's JJ Spahn. He just got his first win at the Valero. He's only 7,300. And I was kind of watching him. He was one of the first people to tee off in the Masters on Thursday. He started 3 over. I'm like, oh, no, I would hate to have him. And he fought his way. He made the cut, and he played really well. So even in a spot like that, he's able to come back from deficit and play really well. So playing 18 times this year, two top 10s, obviously one of those top 10s is a win. And he's only missed four cuts. So at 7,300, I think I got a guy who's going to make the cut and kind of coast to make some points for me.
Okay. With my fifth guy, I'll take Adam Hadwin, 7.6K. I think there's a lot of value here. He's coming off three top 10 finishes in his last three starts. He's been gaining strokes in almost all the major categories. He has a lot of potential. I'll take Adam Hadwin, 7.6K.
I feel like everybody you have on your team, I have on my other one. It's wild. So I love the picks. So for my last guy is someone who I have never taken on my DraftKings, but for some reason, every event I watch, he's always up there, and that's Graeme Rietkerk. He's 6,500. He's only made half the cuts he's played, but he plays every week, it seems like. 16 events he's played, and he's got one top 10, but I'm not going to disappoint myself by not taking Graeme Rietkerk this week.
Very nice. So with my last guy, it's a little bit of a long shot here, but I do want to provide an interesting stat. Five of the last six guys to win this event have been first-time winners. So this is a course that anyone can win. It gets real competitive, and that's why I'm going to take, with my last guy, 6.1K, Richard Wawrinski.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's he's made the cut the last three out of his four starts. He's due for a first-time win. He's played a lot of comparable courses such as Honda Classic, Barbosa, etc., 3M. He had eight top 10 finishes over the years on courses just like this one. I feel like he has a ton of potential. I'll take Richard Wawrinski, 6.1K.
Okay. I like it. And AJ, what do we got here?
Well, boys, that should conclude our episode for the day. That's going to wrap us up. I believe we have some big things coming up. We have the NFL draft coming up in a couple of weeks. I believe we have an interview next week.
Yeah. Well, so far he's checking the schedule, but hopefully Ryan Hudak-Keenan is going to be back next week. Maybe more the talk than an interview than anything. So I think that would be a really cool time for us.
Okay. Yeah, other than that, that's it. I'm still breathing. So thanks for everyone for checking the live out, and we'll have the audio posted tomorrow.
Yeah, so
shout out AJ. Handled that like a champ.
Like a grown man.
Killed it. Grown man Sal. About a half an hour, you were really out of it, yep. But for the most part, you did fantastic.
No,
shout out my guy.
No puking, no passing out.
Nope.
He drank almost all of his milk, which is big.
A lot of milk. Multiple milks.
Lots of milk. Almost had a protein spill, but we're all right.
No, hey. Respect AJ. He followed through. We love you for that. And like you said, hopefully someone else loses here shortly. My poor guy. But yeah. If you haven't yet, check us out on all the social medias, Luck Changers Podcast. You can email us, luckchangerspodcast@gmail.com. If you ever have a question about a line, what a line is, an over-under, what an over-under is, or just a fantasy question in general, who you should pick up in fantasy baseball, our guy DSA will respond to you. But with all that being said, for your host Nate, co-host Stone, moderator AJ, editor DSA, we are the Luck Changers, and we are out.
Adios.
Moderator out.
Peace.
Go
Minnesota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.